Imagine walking into a massive, highly secured corporate fortress on your very first day of work.
Oh, yeah. Always a little intimidating.
Right. And you're handed this shiny new key card, but who decides exactly which doors that key card is actually going to open for you? And honestly, more importantly, who is the person who remembers to turn that key card off the absolute second you quit?
That is the million-dollar question right there.
It really is. And that invisible mechanism is, well, it's what we are looking at today in this deep dive.
Yeah, it's a fascinating area.
We are exploring the high stakes, rapidly growing world of identity governance and administration, or as the industry calls it, IGA.
Right, it's IGA.
Based on a really comprehensive guide we have from SailPrite Masters, our mission today is to unpack the absolute global leader in this space, which is a company called SailPoint.
They are massive.
Yeah, totally. And we are going to look at their two radically different platforms. So that's Identity IQ and Identity Now. And we really want to answer the ultimate career question for anyone looking to enter this highly lucrative field, which is, which one should you learn?
Yeah, and to understand why that choice shapes an entire career trajectory, we really have to look at the stakes for anyone listening right now.
Right.
Because, I mean, identity is no longer just this small piece of the IT puzzle. It's
Right.
not just, resetting passwords or setting up an email inbox for the new guy.
Which is what everyone thinks it is, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But identity is now the primary attack surface in cybersecurity.
Wow.
Yeah, managing it correctly isn't just basic IT housekeeping anymore. It is the critical, absolutely non-negotiable foundation of enterprise security.
Because the hackers aren't breaking down the walls anymore, are they?
No, not at all. If a hacker breaches your network today, they rarely like hack their way through a firewall. I mean, they log in, they use compromised credentials, they find an identity that has way too much access, and they just exploit it.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because before we can even compare these two massive software platforms, we really need to define the mechanism. Like, what does SailPoint actually do?
Right.
It solves a core, basically a mathematical problem for businesses, which is managing who has access to what, when, and why.
And to grasp the sheer scale of that problem, you have to look at a modern enterprise. You might have, say, 50,000 employees plus thousands of third-party contractors, hundreds of different software applications, and literally millions of individual files.
That's a lot of moving
It
parts.
is. Manually tracking who is allowed to see what is practically impossible. Like if a human security team tried to map all those connections on a spreadsheet.
Oh man, the company would just grind to a halt.
It would. It completely would. So SailPoint acts as this automated brain solving that equation. It handles very specific lifecycle events, which are governed by a framework the industry calls JML.
Ah, yeah, JML, joiner, mover, leaver.
Exactly. So when a new employee joins the company, that's the joiner process.
Right.
The system doesn't just sit there and wait for some human in IT to manually type out an account creation ticket. The very moment HR enters the new hire into their database, SailPoint sees it.
It's just watching all the time.
Always watching. And it automatically provisions their accounts across the network. It grants them the exact permissions they need for their specific role on day one.
So, like a marketing intern gets access to the social media tools, but the system actively blocks them from seeing the payroll folders.
Precisely. They get what they need and nothing else.
But the mover part of that life cycle, I mean, that has to be the most dangerous phase, right? Like, say someone gets promoted from the accounting department over to a senior marketing role.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
They shouldn't still have their hands inside the sensitive financial databases just because they, used to work there.
And that is exactly where companies fail without a system like this.
Right.
But SailPoint catches that organizational change instantly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it modifies their access. So it grants the new marketing permissions, but crucially, it actively revokes the old accounting permissions.
It cleans up after them.
Right. In cybersecurity, we call that enforcing least privilege. You only have exactly what you need to do your job today, nothing more.
Gotcha.
And then finally, the leaver process. When someone resigns or is terminated, the system instantly severs their access across the entire network.
So there are no forgotten key cards just left active in a drawer somewhere.
Exactly. There are no former employees secretly logging into Salesforce 3 months later to, steal client lists.
Man, it's really like a central nervous system for a building. Instead of a security guard checking IDs at every single physical door, there is this one brain that instantly updates the locks on 500 doors the second you scan your badge.
That is a perfect analogy, actually.
But it's not just about keeping the bad guys out or, you know, stopping disgruntled former employees. Our sources highlight how massive the compliance and audit side of this equation is.
Oh, it's huge. That regulatory pressure is often the biggest financial driver for buying a tool like this in the first place.
Really? More than just pure security?
Absolutely. Because these platforms generate audit-ready, mathematical proof that keeps companies compliant with massive legal regulations. We're talking about SOX for corporate financial records, GDPR for European data privacy, and HIPAA for healthcare data.
Right. And for those not deep in the weeds of corporate law, SOX, the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, basically means a company has to legally prove to the government exactly who had the ability to alter their financial records.
Yes, down to the exact individual.
Because if you can't prove who changed a spreadsheet, the executives can literally go to prison.
They can. And without an automated identity governance system, passing an audit for those regulations is an absolute nightmare.
I can only imagine.
You would have auditors sitting in a room for weeks just demanding to know why a specific database administrator in London had access to a server in New York on, like, a random Tuesday in March.
And some poor IT guy has to dig through a decade of emails to find the approval.
Right. But SailPoint provides a definitive, unalterable log. It proves that access was granted according to corporate policy, reviewed by management, and revoked when no longer needed.
But, I mean, that level of automated mathematical proof requires an incredibly heavy piece of machinery, which kind of brings us to the fork in the road for the industry, right?
It does.
And it leads us to the first of the two radically different ways SailPoint delivers this solution. We are talking about the heavyweight champion of the old world, SailPoint Identity IQ, or IIQ.
IIQ is, it's the traditional custom-built fortress. If we look at the technical specifications, it is a strictly on-premises platform.
Meaning it lives inside the house.
Exactly. The software is installed, hosted, and maintained entirely inside an organization's own physical infrastructure, or, you know, their private lockdown data center.
Yeah, and the sources dive into the tech stack here, and it is heavy. Like, IIQ is built on Java. It requires the company to run their own application servers, things like Tomcat or WebLogic, and it uses a massive relational database to store all this identity information.
Which is a lot to manage.
It is. For anyone not familiar, Tomcat is essentially the digital engine room that runs the Java applications. That means the company buying the software is forced to maintain the engine themselves. Why would massive enterprises willingly take on that kind of burden?
Because it comes down to absolute, uncompromising control. Since the system sits entirely inside a company's own walled garden, their security teams have total authority over the data. It never leaves their premises.
So nobody else is touching it?
Nobody. Furthermore, because IIQ relies heavily on Java and Bean Shell scripting.
Which is what, exactly?
It's basically a way to write custom code snippets that run inside the Java environment. So because it uses that, it offers almost endless code-level customization.
Meaning, you can basically rewrite the DNA of the software to match whatever bizarre business processes you have.
Yes, because every massive global corporation has incredibly unique, sometimes decades-old workflows.
Right, like strange approval chains that require three different vice presidents to sign off on a specific server access.
Exactly. IIQ can be bent, molded, and custom-coded to fit perfectly into those highly specific business rules. It is also uniquely capable of connecting to older legacy applications.
Like really old stuff.
Oh, yeah. If a bank is still running a mainframe system built in 1998 that doesn't have a modern web interface, IIQ can be engineered to talk to it.
Okay, hold on. If I'm a modern CIO looking at this, I have to buy my own servers, hire an army of highly paid Java developers, write custom Bean Shell scripts for every old app I want to connect, and then spend, what, 6 months just to get the system deployed?
Sometimes longer, honestly.
Wow. And after all that, my internal IT team is still on the hook for applying security patches and handling upgrades. Why would anyone sign off on that archaic model today? Isn't that an absolute dinosaur in a world where software as a service exists?
It's a fair point. But if we connect this to the bigger picture, you have to look at the profile of the organizations that rely on IIQ.
Okay.
We are talking about highly regulated industries, multinational banks, top-tier insurance firms, defense contractors, massive healthcare conglomerates.
The heavy hitters.
And these organizations are legally, structurally, and culturally bound to strict on-premises control. A defense contractor building fighter jets simply cannot put their employee identity data and access blueprints into a public cloud environment hosted by a third party.
Because the risk of a nation-state attack is just too high.
Way too high.
Yeah.
Because of that structural reality, IIQ isn't going anywhere anytime soon. It is a deeply established multi-million dollar investment for these companies.
So the Dinosaur is actually a highly specialized tank. It's slow to deploy, heavily armored, and takes dedicated crew to drive, but it survives in environments where nothing else can.
I like that. Yes, exactly.
But that massive operational tax, the months of deployment, and the constant server maintenance, it clearly created an overwhelming demand for a shortcut.
Oh, definitely.
Because the rest of the business world needed the power of SailPoint without the burden of building a fortress.
Which brings us to the challenger, SailPoint Identity Now.
Identity Now represents the industry's inevitable shift. It is the core of the SailPoint Identity Security Cloud. And from a technical standpoint, it is a pure SaaS-based solution.
Software as a service.
Right. The client does not install a single thing on their own servers. They don't buy databases. They simply subscribe to the service and access the entire governance engine through a secure web portal.
So the mechanism of how it works is literally the complete inverse of IIQ.
It really is. It's all about speed and integration. Because there is no infrastructure for the client to maintain, the software updates just roll out automatically in the background.
Which is a huge relief for IT teams.
I bet. And instead of forcing a team of developers to write thousands of lines of custom Java code, the configuration is largely UI-driven. You are literally just clicking through a user interface.
And the reliance on pre-built connectors and REST API support changes the deployment timeline entirely.
How so?
Well, instead of writing code to teach SailPoint how to talk to a target application, Identity Now uses standardized APIs. It speaks the native language of other modern cloud applications straight out of the box.
Oh, okay.
You aren't writing custom scripts to connect it to Salesforce or Workday. You're essentially just plugging them into each other like digital Legos.
Like Legos. Because of that modular approach, the time to value drops off a cliff.
Blah.
An IIQ deployment might drag on for 8 months of agonizing testing, but Identity Now can often go live in a matter of weeks.
Mm.
And the business case for this speed is built on the reality of how companies actually operate today, isn't it?
It is, because we live in a hybrid reality.
Mm-hmm.
Organizations operate multi-cloud architectures. They are distributing their data across AWS, Microsoft Azure, and Google Cloud, like all simultaneously.
Right.
Plus, they have remote, global workforces logging in from thousands of different, totally unmanaged networks. Furthermore, almost every new piece of software a company buys today is a SaaS application itself. Identity Now is natively engineered to govern those decentralized, cloud-based environments effortlessly.
What's really striking to me is how this architectural shift fundamentally rewires the job description of a corporate IT department.
Well, what's fascinating here is how Identity Now shifts the burden of platform maintenance entirely back onto SailPoint's shoulders.
Ah, right.
SailPoint is the one hosting the servers, managing the underlying database, and pushing the late-night security patches. The company's internal team is completely freed from worrying about Tomcat server memory leaks or, you know, Java version updates.
So they get their nights and weekends back.
Essentially, yeah. It allows the security team to focus purely on the actual mission of governance, analyzing who should have access to what, rather than functioning as mechanics just trying to keep the engine running.
So you have this massive divide in the enterprise world right now. The legacy banks and defense contractors are holding tightly onto the deep code-level control of IIQ.
Mm.
Meanwhile, the agile, modern corporations are racing toward the rapid UI-driven deployment of Identity Now. And what the source material makes incredibly clear is that this split has blown open a massive talent vacuum.
Oh, massive is an understatement.
Yeah.
Companies are absolutely desperate for people who know how to run the machinery for both of these systems.
And interestingly, the global center of gravity for that talent vacuum has landed heavily in India.
It has. The macro view of the market really explains the sheer volume of this demand. The broader identity and access management market is undergoing explosive growth right now.
Right.
According to the data provided, it is projected to grow from roughly $26 billion U.S. dollars in 2025 to over $42 billion U.S. dollars by 2030. That represents a massive influx of capital directed specifically at identity governance.
And India has really position itself as the undisputed global delivery hub for all this IAM engineering. The sources specifically call out Hyderabad as a massive hotspot.
Yes, definitely.
Particularly the IT corridors around HI Tech City and Gachibowli, along with major hubs in Bengaluru, Pune, and Chennai. It isn't just about outsourcing basic IT support anymore, is it?
No, not at all. Multinational corporations are building massive, highly sophisticated centers of excellence in these cities. Because identity governance work is largely remote capable, a bank headquartered in London or a healthcare provider in New York can staff huge SailPoint engineering practices in Pune to manage their entire global architecture.
That makes total sense.
The talent pool in these regions has matured significantly over the last decade, transitioning from just basic administration to really complex architectural design.
And the sources break down the hard salary numbers for these roles in the Indian market, and the trajectory is pretty incredible.
It's very lucrative.
Yeah. Yeah. A fresher just entering the field with 0 to 2 years of experience is looking at somewhere between 4 to 7 lakh rupees per annum, or LPA.
Mm-hmm.
But the scale is intensely aggressive. If you stick with this specific niche for a decade and reach the architect level, you are looking at upwards of 50 plus LPA.
Which is fantastic.
And looking closely at the data, there is a very clear trend based on the platform you choose.
Right. The salary tiers reveal a distinct cloud premium in the current market. Because the broader tech industry is pushing so forcefully towards SaaS solutions, IdentityNOW skills are commanding slightly higher pay across every single experience level.
Interesting.
Demand is simply outpacing the supply of engineers who deeply understand the modern cloud framework.
So a senior IdentityNOW engineer is pulling down slightly more than a senior IIQ engineer. But the sources highlight a deeper insight about where the real money is hiding. Because the highest paid people in this ecosystem aren't just the pure cloud expert.
No, they aren't. The most lucrative position to hold right now is that of the bilingual engineer.
Bilingual meaning?
Meaning they know both platforms. Consider the reality of a massive enterprise today. They have this massive, entrenched IIQ fortress that they built over 10 years, and they are actively trying to migrate their entire workforce into the new IdentityNOW cloud environment.
Oh, I see.
They are dismantling the old fortress brick by brick while simultaneously building the new SaaS tower.
So you need an architect who speaks the language of the old bricks, you know, the Java and the Bean shell, and the language of the new steel, the REST APIs and the JSON configurations.
Precisely. If you only knew the new system, you can't untangle the decade of custom code sitting in the old system. The candidates holding hybrid skills in both platforms are incredibly rare and extremely valuable. They are the essential bridge for companies mid-migration.
So
regardless of whether you want to build fortresses or deploy cloud environments, the absolute core foundation is mastering general IAM fundamentals.
Okay, so the basics first.
Always. Before you ever touch a piece of SailPoint software, you have to understand the underlying logic of the industry. You need a deep grasp of digital identity lifecycle states, role-based access control, authentication protocols, and the overarching legal principles of governance and compliance we discussed earlier.
Like you have to know what a role actually is in a corporate environment before you try to code one into a software platform.
Exactly. But once you have that theoretical foundation locked in, the practical learning path forks entirely based on your current technical background.
The source material provides a very clear delineation here. If you are a beginner, or if you do not have a strong computer science background, you should start your journey with IdentityNOW.
Yes.
If hearing the words Java and application servers makes you sweat, don't start with the dinosaur tank.
Good advice. IdentityNOW is much more forgiving. Because it is UI-driven and relies heavily on clicking through configuration menus, utilizing pre-built connectors, and managing APIs, it has a significantly gentler learning curve.
Right.
You are learning how to operate a highly sophisticated dashboard rather than compiling back-end code. Furthermore, starting here aligns your skill set perfectly with where the future of identity is inevitably heading.
But what if you do know how to code? Like, what if you already have a background in Java development?
In that case, you should absolutely start with IIQ. The reason is that IIQ forces you to develop a deep, rigorous technical engineering foundation.
It builds character.
It really does.
Yeah.
You have to understand how the application servers process memory, how the relational database maps complex identity relationships, and how the underlying Java code executes logic.
So it's a much steeper mountain to climb, but the view from the top is worth it.
Immensely. The golden rule of this industry is that IIQ teaches you the deep engineering of identity governance, while Identity Now teaches you the rapid operating model of the cloud.
I love that.
Once you build that heavy engineering muscle by fighting with IIQ, transitioning that knowledge over to the cleaner, API-driven world of Identity Now is incredibly easy.
Because you already understand the guts of how it all works.
Exactly. You become that bilingual architect, yeah, almost by default, unlocking the premium 50-plus LPA roles right out of the gate.
And to actually prove to a global bank or a massive consulting firm that you have these skills, well, you need the paperwork. The roadmap suggests starting with the SailPoint Identity IQ Associate exam, then fighting your way up to the SCIQE.
Which is the Certified Identity IQ Engineer credential.
Right. And on the cloud side, you are looking at the Identity Security Cloud Engineer and Architect tracks.
The guide makes an excellent point here about not stopping at product-specific certifications, though.
Yeah.
You want to pair your SailPoint credentials with broader, vendor-neutral industry certifications.
Like what?
Most notably, the CISSP.
Ah, which is basically the gold standard for general cybersecurity knowledge. It proves you don't just know which drop-down menus to click inside SailPoint, but that you fundamentally understand the architecture of network security and the business risks you are mitigating.
It separates the software administrators from the true security professionals.
Okay, let's bring all these threads together. The corporate world is fighting a massive battle to control who has access to its most sensitive data.
Every day.
SailPoint IIQ is the heavy, custom-built, on-premises fortress that legacy banks and defense contractors rely on. It takes a heavy technical toll to maintain, but it offers unparalleled code-level control.
Correct.
Identity, now on the other hand, is the agile SaaS future. It uses standardized APIs to deploy rapidly, it updates itself automatically, and it is purpose-built to govern the decentralized multi-cloud reality most modern companies live in today.
And mastering either of these platforms places you at the forefront of a booming multi-billion dollar sector. But mastering both makes you indispensable.
It really is a technical choose-your-own-adventure where both paths lead to a highly lucrative career.
They do. But, you know, before we conclude, this whole topic raises a fascinating question based on one small, easily overlooked detail buried in the source material.
Oh, what's that?
It briefly mentioned that Identity Now is heavily investing in AI-driven access insights.
Right, of course. Because every tech company on Earth is scrambling to bolt artificial intelligence onto their software right now.
They are. But think about the mechanical implications for this specific field. We just spent all this time talking about the JML lifecycle.
Joiner, mover, leaver.
Right, and how humans have to meticulously design these complex roles to define exactly what a marketing manager or financial analyst is allowed to see. But as machine learning becomes deeply integrated into the core engine of SaaS governance, will we eventually reach a point where manual roles and human-led access certifications become entirely obsolete?
Wow. Like, why build a role when the machine can just watch what people do?
Exactly. Will the AI simply observe user behavior across the network, analyze millions of data points in real time, and completely take over that life cycle?
It just predicts exactly what specific database a user needs to access to do their job, grants it before they even have to open a support ticket, and then instantly severs that connection the millisecond, their behavioral patterns change or they switch projects.
Yes. It is something for you to keep a very close eye on as you dive into this career path. The software you are learning to configure today might be completely autonomous tomorrow.
The system wouldn't even need to know what your official HR job title is. It just watches your digital footprint and builds a custom hyper-secure bubble around you in real time.
It's wild to think about.
It really is. So, you know, the next time you walk into a massive corporate fortress and you tap that shiny new key card against the scanner by the front door, take a second to think about the invisible, deeply complex, and increasingly intelligent digital machinery churning away in the background. It's making sure that door clicks open. And only for you.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.